जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, जमुना तीर वन चारे, जमुना तीर वन चारे, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजगाचार्य स्तुतस् डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिला प्रभुपाद की, इस्कान फाउंडर आचार्य शिला प्रभुपाद की, अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की, नामाचार्य शिला हरिदास ठाकुर की, प्रेम सिखाओ श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिवाशदि गौर भक्त वृंद की, योर सन All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Guru. Srila Prabhupada ki jai ho. ओम ज्ञान तिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकाय चक्षुर्मीलितमेन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितमेन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदामयं दधाति स्वपदांतिकं। वंदेहं श्री गुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं सग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथन्वितं तं सुजीवम् सद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदानु सहगना श्रीललिता श्रीविशाखावितंश्च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कंचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वभानुसुद्धे प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौर तुष्य नमः। वांचकल्पतरूपस्य कृपा सिंधुभ्यः च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमदी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चतादेशतारिणी। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिवाशदि गौर भक्ति। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो टुडे इज द शिवरात्रि एंड ग्लोरीज ऑफ लॉर्ड शिवा। वैष्णवानाम यथा शंभु ग्रेटेस्ट डिवोटी, इज अ ग्रेटेस्ट डिवोटी। वी गोना टॉक अबाउट हिज ग्लोरीज टुडे। So first of all, I, Pran Govinda Prabhu, supposed to give a class. He is a brain and I am not brain. I have no brain. He has a brain, but somehow that he told me to do it, so I will do it. So I am requesting for the blessings of all of you Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, that I can fulfill the expectations from me. Okay? So he wanted to have the fourth canto, Chapter 24, text 30. You want to talk about that? It's on the board. So I'm just going to read it because time is also limited and there is so much to talk about Lord Shiva. Okay? So it is Atha Bhagavata Yuyam. This is Lord Shiva speaking to Prachetas. The context is that the Prachetas, Prachin, they are the sons, 10 Prachetas, they are the son of Prachin Barhi and Satadruti. And they are religious, they are very devoted to Lord Krishna, exalted personalities. So Lord is, the Prachin Barhi is telling them to go to perform the tapasya and please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So they are on their way going. They are there according to perform 10,000 years tapasya. So on the way, Lord Shiva comes there. And he gave the instruction which is called Rudra Git. But before he speak the Rudra Git, Lord Shiva is very pleased with this Prachita, 10 brothers. They are very well behaved. They have knowledge, but they are well behaved. This is a very important point for us as a devotees. We can have knowledge, but if we are not well behaved, people will right away point a finger at you. So behavior is the most important in the devotee's life. Even though we might not have too much knowledge, but if your behavior is good, people will respect you. People will see, oh, he's a good person. See. So here, Prachetas, they heard that Lord Shiva was pleased with him, with her. So he wanted to give them the knowledge, which is Rudra Git. So here in the Lord Shiva, he says this text number 30, but text 28, Lord Shiva says that anyone who is completely surrendered to Vasudev is actually very dear to me. This Lord Shiva is saying. Because he is a Vaishnava. Lord Shiva is Vaishnava. Vaishnava Atha Sambhu. You know? So he is saying that the person who is dear to Krishna, that person is dear to me. So we all are dear to him, Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is dear to us and we are doing dear to Lord Shiva. That's what it is. And of course, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, he pointed out that to say Lord Shiva is lower than Lord Vishnu is an offense. That doesn't mean Lord Shiva is equal to Lord Vishnu, because what is the second offense of the holy name? To consider Lord Brahma to equal to the, right? That's the offense. So, but the point is that Lord Shiva, being the pure devotee of the Lord, he is just like the in the Brahma Samhita it is said, tathavikara, the milk and the yogurt. From the milk you put acid and it turns into yogurt. But from the yogurt you cannot turn into milk. So it's like Lord love Krishna is the like a milk. And then you put some tinge of given that put acid in Lord Shiva. Because Lord Shiva is the Lord Shiva is like a yogurt, which is he's same as milk, but not milk. Keep that in mind. Okay. Then he talks about the dharma, that how the Lord Brahma's post you can receive by performing 100 births, tapasya, you know, and then of course more pious than is one attends me, Shiva, but the unalloyed devotional service attends when the person is performing unalloyed devotional service, he goes back home, back to Godhead. This is Lord Shiva is saying. So now in text number 30, text 30, right? Yeah. So I'm just going to read the translation and purport, then we'll talk about the glories. We want to talk today about different pastimes of Lord Shiva and how he's a Vaishnava. We're going to talk about that. So here, Atha Bhagavata Yuyam Priyastha Bhagavan Yatha Namad Bhagavata Namcha Prayan Anyosti Karhishi. Translated Prabhupada by Srila Prabhupada. You are all devotees of the Lord. This is Lord Shiva speaking to Prachitas, that you all are devotees of the Lord. And as such, I appreciate that you are as respectful as the Supreme Person of Godhead. Remember? Because if the devotee of the Lord, the devotee of the Lord is worshipped just like samsar dava prayer, we pray. That the devotee of the Lord, the guru is worshipped as good as God, but he is not God. So here he is saying that you are respectable. You are the devotee of the Lord. You all are respectable to me. I know in this way that the devotees also respect me. And this is the point he is making. That devotees also respect Lord Shiva. But as a Vaishnava. And we'll talk about that. And that I am dear to them. So there is a reciprocation here. Devotee is dear to the Lord. Lord is dear to devotee. And at the same time, the devotee also, Lord Shiva says that I'm also devotee, I'm also dear to the Lord, and I'm also dear to the devotees. There is a reciprocation. Thus no one can be dear to the devotees as I am, this Lord Shiva is saying. Purport. It is said, Vaishnava Amritha Sambhu, Lord Shiva is the best of all devotees. Therefore, all devotees of Lord Krishna is also devotees of Lord Shiva. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada, all devotees of Lord Krishna are also devotees of Lord Shiva. In Vrindavan, there is a Lord Shiva's temple called Gopeshwar Mahadev, Gopeshwar. The gopis used to worship not only Lord Shiva, but Katyayani or Durga as well. But their aim was to attain the favor of Lord Krishna. Now let's talk about this something here. He said Vaishnava, he's the best devotee. Why Lord Shiva is the best devotee? That's a question. Because Lord Shiva is everything doing to please Lord. Chaturmukhi Brahma bole Krishna Krishna Hari Hari, Panchamukhi Mahadev bole Ram Ram Hari Hari. Always chanting the holy glories of Lord Ram. Panchamukhi Mahadev. And there are so many pastimes. We can talk about the why he is a Vaishnava Thasambhu. Because if you remember, when the demigods and demons, when they were churning the ocean up, they were churning, right? And what is the first thing came out? Poison. And this poison was so powerful that one drop of poison can kill so many thousands of people. And demigods and demons, they were completely, they don't know what to do. And they went to Vishnu. What should we do now? If this poison will spread, everything will be a pralay, everything will finish. So what Lord Vishnu says? Go to Shiva. And Shiva was sitting with his consort, Parvati. And Lord Shiva and all these demigod demons, they are going to Shiva and says, Lord Krishna has told, please, you have to drink poison. Please, we are in trouble. Please drink poison. And Lord Shiva with his consort, and he's asking his consort, should I drink poison? He's asking Parvati. Imagine if you are sitting with your wife and someone comes with a cup of poison and say, please Prabhu, drink this poison. And if you ask your wife, what your wife is going to say? Huh? Really, in the Kali Yuga, is that possible? So Parvati says, yeah, drink it. Why did he say that her husband, yeah, drink it? Because she knows that my husband is powerful, he can handle it. So of course he turns all this poison into just two palms, all, and he's drinking it. And that's why Lord Shiva's neck is Nilakanta. He is known as Nilakanta. This is Lord Shiva. What about Ganges? When Ganges wanna come, Bhagirath asked for Ganges, so Ganges say, I can come here, but my force is so powerful that I've inundated, whole universe will be just filled with water. What should we do? Sacred water. So go to Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva can handle it. Right? So Lord Shiva is having the Ganges fall and the he is coming out from his head. And when same Shiva, now Shiva is, he releases all the pastimes of Krishna. You know that? In all the pastimes, he is there. Because that's what he does. He just relishes the pastime. See? So when Krishna was holding the Govardhan hill for 7 days and seven nights, Lord Shiva also wanted to come. But what can he do? He has Ganges flowing from his head. What is he gonna do? So he tied up his jata so tight so that water doesn't flow. Because he already knew that water is already flowing. Indra is already putting varsha and so much rain. I cannot. So he's tying up his jata tight and he's there. See? If you go in the Braj, in the Vrindavan, in the Chaurasi Kosh, Braj Parikrama, which all you all should come one time in a life, in the Kartik, once in a life, you also do parikrama. So, what I was talking about. Okay, so there are four kshetrapals in Vrindavan, in Braj. Nandeshwar Mahadev, Gopeshwar Mahadev, Chakreshwar Mahadev, and Kameshwar Mahadev in the four direction. In Kameva, there is Kameshwar Mahadev, Nandagar, Nandeshwar Mahadev, Govardhan is Chakreshwar Mahadev, and in the Vrindavan is Gopeshwar Mahadev. And he wants to worship. One time he came when Maharaj Yashoda was in the Nandgaon. Krishna was a little baby. And Lord Shiva came. He wanted to have a darshan of Krishna. But Mother Jasoda loved Krishna so much when she saw this Baba with the ashes on his head and his body and have the snake around his neck. And she said, no, you can come to, you can, she said to Shiva, you cannot come closer to my baby. My baby will get afraid having snake in your neck. So she didn't allow. So he's going further, sitting somewhere as Asheshwar Mahadev. Asheshwar Mahadev means desire to, asha, icha, desire to have a darshan of Krishna. So he's sitting there meditating. Meanwhile, Krishna doesn't stop crying, he keeps crying. Because he didn't, Mother Jasoda didn't allow Shiva to have come and have given the darshan. So he keep crying, and Jasoda is trying so much to calm him down, but he cannot stop. Then finally, of course, they figured out that, you know, some Baba had come, yogi had come, and I didn't allow. So older gopis said, please bring him. So they brought him. And as soon they brought the Lord Shiva, Krishna stopped crying. And then Yashoda asked, what the benediction you want to Lord Shiva? He said, I want 3 benedictions. I want to stay in the courtyard of this Krishna Balaram temple. So if you go to Nandagram today, there is Anandeshwar Mahadev is there. Second thing is, I want to just stay here and I want to relish all the pastimes of your son. Okay, no problem. Third is, I want all the offering which is done to Krishna Balaram also given to me. So as I understand, even today, in the Krishna Balaram temple in Nandagram, after the offering, that offering goes to Lord Shiva in Nandeshwar Mahadev and then is distributed. Also, Channamrita, after bathing Krishna Balaram, they bathe to Lord Shiva in Nandeshwar Mahadev. And of course, Krishna Balaram temple is standing on the head of Lord Shiva. Right? Just like in Varsana, Radharani's temple is standing on the head of Lord Brahma. Because why? Because they want the dust of the lotus feet of the Vrajvasis. That's the most important. See? So that's what here they say. And what the Lord Shiva eat? Whatever you offer to Lord Shiva, what does he do with it? You offer to Krishna, he doesn't take it. What does he eat? Datura, which is like a round, poisonous thing. You know, we cannot even eat it. That's what he eats. Everything you offer him, sweet rice, gulab jamun, everything, we would not offer to anyone else, isn't it? I have to have it, right? No, he doesn't take it. He offers to Krishna everything what he does. This is Lord Shiva. And he is very dear to Sanatan Goswami. Sanatan Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, of course, in Braj, he was known by all the Brajvasis. All Brajvasis loved Sanatan Goswami. So at the Chakreshwar, at the Manasi Ganga, on the bank of the Manasi Ganga, Chakreshwar Mahadev is there, and there is also Sanatan Goswami. He was performing his bhajan, Sanatan Goswami bhajan. Then at that time, Chakreshwar Mahadev loved it, loved association of Sanatan Goswami. You know, but there were a lot of mosquitoes there. So Sanatan said, I'm going to leave from here. They're disturbing my bhajan. I don't want to stay here. I want to go away. These mosquitoes are bothering me. I cannot do my bhajan. So Shiva said, don't worry. So he driven away all the mosquitoes from that place, which is on the bank of the Manasinga. Even if you go today, there are no mosquitoes there at that place, at Chakreshwar Mahadev. This is Lord Shiva. You know. So anyhow, here Srila Prabhupada mentioning about Gopeshwar Mahadev. Now, Gopeshwar Mahadev is as far as, this is from the Garg Samhita. In the Garg Samhita, is mentioned there was an Asuri Muni. And Asuri Muni was performing so much tapasya. He was having the darshan of the Lord within his heart. And before we see the Lord outside, what's going to happen? First, we're going to see the Lord within our heart. But within our heart, to see our Lord within our heart, what will we need? Our heart will need to be clean. Our heart is filled with all the anarthas, right? So we'll look clean. How are we going to clean it? How are we going to clean it? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. This is the only solution. Prabhus, there is no other solution. There is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. Chant Hare Krishna. So anyway, Asuri Muni was seeing the Lord within his Radha Krishna. Some Radha Krishna pulled them out from his heart and he couldn't see the Lord. He was bewildered. Asuri Muni was bewildered. Asuri Muni could able to go anywhere. So he can also go all the way up to the Vaikuntha. He couldn't find the Lord. Where is my Lord? Where is my Lord? Just like our six Goswamis, right? They are roaming around in the Braj and they ask, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Right? So Asurimini came at the Kailas and he saw Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is in meditation and Asurimini is offering obeisances to Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva is... Asurimini said, I'm looking for my Lord, I'm looking for my Lord, I'm looking for... Where is my Lord? Where is my Lord? Please tell me, where is my Lord? Lord Shiva says, you are the only person who has come to us. Where is my Lord? Most of the people come to me for what? Huh? What do they come for? Material desires, fulfill my material desires. That's what Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in the next one. You are the most fortunate, you are the person who is asking, where is Lord, where is my Lord? Let's go. So Lord Shiva said, let's go, we will go to the Lord. So they came in the form of a brahmanas to Vrindavan. And they wanted to enter in the Raj dance. But gopis were with the sticks and say, you cannot go in the Raj dance. There is only one Purusha. Krishna, we all are Prakriti. You cannot go in Raj dance. You have to be in the gopi. So they went, there is a Man Sarovar across the Jamuna. If you are in Vrindavan, you go across the Jamuna. The both Brahmanas took a bath in the Man Sarovar. They came as a gopis. Lord Shiva and Asuri Muni. And both of them were allowed to enter in the Raj dance. And Raj dance, this description is described. Whole music is going on and Krishna and all the gopis. Krishna Radheshyam is sitting in the lotus with 1 million petals. Lotus has 1 million petals. Radheshyam is sitting there and dance is going on. It's described all in detail. Anyhow, so here Lord Shiva, imagine Lord Shiva is a gopi. How does he dance? When he dance, what happens? Pralaya. Right? So Lord Shiva is dancing. And all the gopis are watching. Where is this gopis coming from? Huh? They were all kind of, so who is, where is this? We never seen this gopi. Where is she coming from? Look at her dancing. And the Shyam is smiling because he knows this is my devotee, Lord Shiva. So of course, Lord Shiva then, Krishna asked that, what benediction do you want? Tell me, to Shiva. So he said, I want to stay in the Braj. I don't want to go outside of the Braj. When I stay now, I just want to relish your pastime. And that is the Gopeshwar Mahadev in Vrindavan. When you go to Vrindavan, please go for the darshan of Gopeshwar Mahadev. See, that's what Srila Prabhupada mentioning here about. So these are the, I thought, share some of the pastimes. Of course, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning further, let's read it, and we'll talk about that. A devotee of Lord Krishna does not disrespect Lord Shiva, but worship Lord Shiva as the most exalted devotee of Lord Krishna. Consequently, whenever a devotee worships Lord Shiva, he prays to Lord Shiva to achieve the favor of Krishna, and he does not request material profit. Most of the time, people go to Lord Shiva, is another name is Ashutosh, easily pleased. The way you go to Lord Shiva, that's where he's going to give benediction. If you go to Lord Shiva for the bhakti, pure bhakti, he will give you. He will give you for a bhakti. So here, Srila Prabhupada said, in Bhagavad Gita 7:20, it is said that generally people worship demigods for some material profit. Kamasacharita jnana, driven by material lust, they worship demigods, but a devotee never does so, for he is never driven by material lust. That is the difference between a devotee's respect for Lord Shiva and Asura's respect for him. The Asura's worship Lord Shiva, take some benediction from him, misuse the benediction, and ultimately is killed by the Supreme Person of Godhead, who awards him liberation. Who is the example of that? From Ramayana, who is the example? Ravana. Ravana was worshipper of Lord Shiva. Right? But the same Ravana, when he was fighting with Ram, and Shiva and the Parvati were together, and Parvati is telling to Shiva, please go help your devotee, Ravana. Help. He's your devotee. Shiva said, no. My Lord is fighting with him. I'm not going to go to help him. See? Because Lord Ram is the Lord of Lord Shiva. So here, this is what Srila Prabhupada is talking about here. Now, I think we had already read Srila Giriraj Maharaj. He was preaching. I will quote what he has to say. He was preaching in the beginning days. He was going to Madras. In Madras, there was a lawyer or some judge or Ramakrishna, Mr. Ramakrishna, judge, right? He was a great devotee. He was a good personality. So where Giriraj Maharaj went to Madras, the people told him, go to Ramakrishna, Mr. Ramakrishna, go. He's a very pious man. He's very, he's a great person. Go to him. So he went there, but Mr. Ramakrishna was worshipper of, he was a staunch devotee of Shiva. And he was thinking that the Shiva is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's Mr. Ramakrishna was thinking. That was in his mind. And our devotees are, no. Shiva is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So they would argue with back and forth. Jigraj Maharaj said, no, Krishna is the Supreme. He said, no, Shiva is the Supreme. So they would argue back and forth again and again with each other. So finally, this was going on. So when Srila Prabhupada came to Madras, Giriraj Maharaj brought Srila Prabhupada to this Mr. Ramakrishna's house. And Ramakrishna said that, you're this devotee Giriraj is telling Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. And I'm saying, no, Shiva is the Supreme Personality of God. No, Krishna is, Shiva is, no. What do you have to say? Saying Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada was so expert. He didn't answer directly. He said there is a puja, is bhakti, and there is a seva. Nay, puja and seva or bhakti. Seva is the same as bhakti, puja. And then Srila Prabhupada says, people usually worship Lord. People, when they worship, they do puja. Usually when they do puja, means they want to have some material expectations from the puja. But if you seva, bhakti, in the bhakti, you are not asking any material benefits. You're not asking benediction. You are doing seva to please the Supreme Lord. So then Srila Prabhupada left there, he didn't say. But then Mr. Ramakrishna said, but what about if I do seva to Lord Shiva? Srila Prabhupada said, most of the time people do puja to Lord Shiva to get some material benefit. And Srila Prabhupada gave an example of the liquor shop. If the liquor shop is there, if you go in the liquor shop, you might have no. What people would think, you might be not going for to buy the liquor, but if you usually go, what the people would think? You're going there to get the liquor, right? So similarly, people do usually puja to get some material benefit. But what about I'm doing seva? Bhakti. He said, then it's okay. If you do seva to Lord Shiva with bhakti, you worship bhakti, then it's okay. So that's what we are doing today here. We are worshipping Lord Shiva as a Vaishnava, as the greatest devotee of the Lord. So that's what here Srila Prabhupada is doing. Because Lord Shiva is a great devotee of Supreme Person of God, he loves all the devotees of the Supreme Lord. Lord Shiva told the Prachetas that because they were devotees of the Lord, he loved them very much. Reciprocation. He loves all of us. Because all of you are the devotees of Krishna. So Lord Shiva loves us. And we also love Lord Shiva. There is reciprocation. Lord Shiva is not kind, merciful only to the Prachetas. Anyone who is a devotee of the Supreme Person of God is very dear to Lord Shiva. Not only are the devotees dear to Lord Shiva, but he respects them as much as he respects the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is Lord Shiva. He respects the devotees of Krishna. And these Prachetas, they were the very devoted to Krishna. They were the devotees, and that's why Lord Shiva came them and gave the Rudra Gita. See? Similarly, devotees of Supreme Lord also worship Lord Shiva as the most dear devotee of Lord Krishna. This is Srila Prabhupada. They do not worship him as a separate personality of Godhead. It is stated in the list of Namaprad that it is an offense to think that the chanting of the name of Hari and chanting of Hari, Hara or Shiva are the same. The devotees must always know that the Lord Vishnu is the Supreme Person of God and that Lord Shiva is his devotee. A devotee should be offered respect on the level of the Supreme Person of God and sometimes even more respect. Indeed, Lord Ram, the Person of God himself, sometimes worshipped Lord Shiva. If a devotee is worshipped by Lord, why should a devotee not be worshipped by other devotees on the same level with the Lord? This is the conclusion. From this verse, it appears that Lord Shiva blesses the asuras simply for the sake of formality. Actually, he loves one who is devoted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we know from this Padma Purana sloka, Aradhanam Sarvesho, Vishnu Aradhanam Param, Tasmat Paratram Devi, Tadiyanam Samacharam. Lord Shiva is telling to Durga Devi, his consort. Although the Vedas mention worship of the demigod, the worship of Lord Vishnu is topmost and ultimately recommended. However, above the worship of Lord Vishnu is the rendering of service to the Vaishnavas who are related to Lord Vishnu. This Lord Shiva is telling. So Lord Shiva likes to worship all of you, devotees of Lord Krishna. What else do I have here? I think I... Sorry? Oh, Mohini. Well, that is the so as the how this material world is, say, attraction between the opposite sex is so powerful. And Lord Shiva is not ordinary person, he is a Vaishnava. Okay. Lord Chaitanya is glorifying Lord Shiva. There are 8 slokas which is recorded by the Murari Gupta in Sri Chaitanya Charita Mahakavya. Lord Chaitanya is glorifying Lord Shiva. I have that prayers. There are 8 prayers are there. Okay. I think I have covered, I mean, we can talk so much, but if you have any, of course, one of the Brahmana here, Srila Prabhupada is saying this in the 1974, May 1st, 1974, in conversation, morning walk. He's talking about the worshipper of Lord Shiva, one Brahmana, and Lord Shiva is telling to Brahmana, go to Sanatan Goswami, ask for the benediction from him. So Brahmana went to Sanatan Goswami and asking for the benediction. So Sanatan Goswami had that touchstone. So a touchstone, Sanatan had Goswami had touchstone in the garbage. So Sanatan Goswami telling to Brahman, go there. There is a touchstone. Take it. You take it. So Sanatan Brahman took that touchstone. Brahman was so happy, but then Brahman thought, wait a minute. This sadhu is keeping the touchstone in the garbage. There must be something more precious than touchstone. He must have it. So he went to Sanatan and said, you keeping this touchstone in the garbage, but there must be something else you should have more precious than touchstone. What is that? Please tell me. Give me that. So Sanatan said to Brahmana, do you really want it? Yes, you have something more, I think, more precious than the touchstone. So Sanatan said, go take this touchstone, throw in the Jamuna and come back. So he threw it in the Jamuna and he returned. Then what happens? He said, sit down with me and take a bead bag and chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. This is real touchstone. Our real touchstone is the holy name. Srila Prabhupada is quoting that, this pastime. Okay. Any questions, any comments? We have 5 to 7 minutes.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Despite hearing, listening to all the stories and pastimes of Lord Shiva, and like you said that someone who is generally materially motivated would go to Lord Shiva, but somebody like who is already worshipping Krishna, Lord Shiva is already happy by them, for them. So like, what if a devotee, despite knowing that, yes, chant Hare Krishna, throw that gemstone into the Yamuna, still that devotee wants something material. He still has that itch. No, I still want it. And he goes to Lord Shiva.
Devotee wants to go to Lord Shiva for some material benefit?
Yes.
But why you want to go to Lord Shiva? You ask to Krishna. Krishna will give it to you.
But what if Krishna is not listening? Lord Shiva is Ashutosh.
Krishna is listening all the time. Krishna is gonna give you, but Krishna will make sure that by giving you that benefit, you don't drift away from your devotional service. Krishna wants to make sure. And if you keep asking, Krishna will give you, but then Krishna will also give you one kick behind you. So that you can open your eyes and realize that this was not I meant to ask. So you don't want to ask. We ask Lord Shiva for the bhakti. You don't ask material. His wife Durga is the creator of material energy. She has everything. And where does he live? He doesn't live in the palace. He lives under the tree.
Right.
Renounced. Right. Even there is a pastime of the from Brahmavat Purana in the Kedarnath, where Lord Shiva is telling Parvati to perform the Traimasik Vrat to please Radharani. There is whole katha about it, pastime about it, to please Radharani. And then when they please, Radharani is asking to Krishna, who please tell me about Lord Shiva, more about him. Why is he having the ashes on his body? Why is he having jata? Why is he only eating dhatura? This is all question she is asking. Radharani is asking to Krishna to tell. And Krishna is telling about Lord Shiva, everything. About glorifying Lord Shiva. So you want to ask for bhakti from Lord Shiva. He will give. He is Ashutosh, he will give bhakti. Anything else?
Hare Krishna. Nice class here.
Thank you.
So Krishna's devotees go to Vaikuntha Vas.
Sorry?
Krishna's devotees go to Vaikunthas, right?
No, they go to Golok Vrindavan.
Vrindavan. But Lord Shiva's devotees, where do they go? Kailash or somewhere?
Lord Shiva. Lord, if you ask the material desires, that's what you want, he will take you there.
In Kailas.
But there also you will, because Lord Shiva is always engaged in the Krishna Katha.
Oh. Okay.
So you will hear the Krishna Katha. If you go there, so you hear Krishna Katha and he will take you.
Thank you.
Right? Whatever desires we have according to that, Krishna will not come in our, we are going to minute independence, and Krishna will not come in the middle of our minute independence. Unless we fully surrender minute independence also at the feet of Krishna, then Krishna will help us. Krishna will not come in the way of your mind, in the middle of minute independence.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Some people are telling both are relatives.
Sorry?
Vishnu and Shiva are relatives. Like our blood relatives, uncle.
They are not go ahead. So what's your question?
So my question is it true they have some relationship, like in our family, we have a relationship, right? So
yeah.
Uncle, like that, they are in relationship, is it true?
Well, Lord Shiva is the worshipper of Krishna. Lord Ram is a devotee. He is the greatest devotee, Vaishnava Yatha Sambhu.
So there is no relationship like...
Of course there is. Don't we have relationship with Krishna as a devotee? We have relationship with Krishna, isn't it?
Yes.
When we worship in Krishna, we are doing this sadhana bhakti. When sadhana bhakti, when we go to raganuga bhakti and pure bhakti, then we will know our constitutional position, whatever we have relationship. We don't know what relationship is at present.
Someone is telling his uncle and...
Someone was telling what?
Shiva uncle is Vishnu.
Shiva what?
Shiva uncle is Vishnu. Shiva uncle is Vishnu. Like that, some relationship they are putting on some assumption. So I want to know, is it true? Is there?
I'm sorry, I have difficulty to understand.
some relationship people telling Shiva uncle is Vishnu and so
he's saying there is a material relationship like uncle kind of a thing. Is it happening? Because they say Shiva's wife Parvati is a sister of Vishnu, so they are blood related. That's what they are saying. Yeah. It's all stories, so that's up to him. I'm just translating for him.
No, I'm asking, is there any that kind of relationship? Is it true or it's a fake?
I'm sorry, I'm not getting your question. Only I can say is the Shiva is the pure devotee of the Lord, and he is devotee of the Lord, that he has relationship with Krishna.
Yeah. Right.
Master and the servant, yes. So we also have relationship also. We have a relation with Krishna. And by performing devotional service, we will come to our original constituted position to see what our relation will be naturally. Anything else? Okay. No questions, comments? Thank you. Hare Krishna.